you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 17. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. More to say about this verse in just a moment, as Dennis Daniel, executive director of Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministries, along with the chairman of the board of Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministries, Bill Scott, are available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard part one, some of their testimonies and the ways God's at work in their lives. Well, today we're going to hear a little more from Dennis. By the way, it's Tuesday, September 25th, 2012, and today's edition, along with yesterday's broadcast, is archived at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Dennis, we're going to start right with you because this is a verse you chose to have me share with everyone and has been fundamental or foundational in your life and in your growth. And it's a powerful recollection of Jesus conversing again with Peter after his resurrection. And it's a way many pastors have taught on this, where he says it three times, do you love me? And almost given Peter that three times to, I won't say apologize, but to reiterate, he does love him, where he had formally denied him three times. But why was this special or unique for you?
This verse came to me many years ago, literally many years ago. And the key to me of this verse that applies to me, that I don't just take for me, but it applies to everyone, when Jesus keeps asking Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? He's getting Peter, yes, 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 you love me. But he takes him to the next level. He says, when you were young, when you were immature, a child, you went where you wanted to go. Now, I have something special for you. And as you've gotten older, someone else is going to dress you. In other words, someone else is going to prepare you for what I have for you. And you don't know where it's going to be. When you were young, you went where you wanted to. Now that you're older, I'm going to take you where you can't anticipate being.
I guess a lot of that deals with our sanctification process, our relying on God, our trusting in Him, our maturing in our faith, our relinquishing control, because we all want to kind of go our own paths like we did when we were children. We wanted it our way. But you've learned over and over again through the years to surrender more of yourself to the Lord, to follow Him, to say, okay, Lord, not my will, but thine. So take us through some of that story.
Well, as a child, I became a Christian early, and it was pretty standard. I was in church a lot. In the old days, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night, and two-week revivals. So I went through that a lot, and I think it was very good. I think it prepared me for things I know nothing about. I remember things from back then now. But I think as I grew up, I became not particularly wayward, but probably questioned during my college years the wisdom of people before me, the Bible. I was introduced to new thoughts and new ideas. And I would say that I didn't give up Christianity, but I thought, well, maybe there's more to it, easier to understand, kind of bring up the hard questions of life. But now as I've gotten older and more mature, I kind of drift back and say, no, Jesus knows the answer. And He prepares us. He brings us from where we start, whatever the journey, where we start to where we are at this point for each one of us existentially, where we are. The key, the crux of this for me is that Christ was the absorber of all sin. He takes all sin for Him. And so my whole life has pretty much been involved with counseling and working with people. And as I've done this, I've just seen people change. I've seen people improve. I've seen people mature. So going from one venue to another, actually has not been that different. The administrative side has been a little different since I've started at Jesus Is the Way. But these doors have just opened for me, literally opened throughout my life. The Lord has opened doors for me. When I've gone through them, it has been this. Another is leading you, and success comes when the Holy Spirit leads us.
Mm-hmm. For those of you tuned in to yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I a little more formally introduced Dennis Daniel. He's the executive director of Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry, and both he and Bill Scott, Bill's the chairman of the board of Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry, is available again for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And so if you missed a part of yesterday's program, or you want to listen to it again, or you want to copy and paste it into an email and send it to a friend so that they can hear the program, just stop by GreatNewsRadio.org and go to our archive programs page, and you'll see Dennis and Bill's name there along with Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry. And you mentioned yesterday, really, this calling to be involved in other people's lives had began many years ago. You've counseled, you've shared, you've volunteered at Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry, but it was in January that Bill Scott, as chairman of the board of Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry, called you up and said, hey, can you come and volunteer? And you saw yourself getting a little more involved, a little more involved, and it just seemed like God clearly said, I'm calling you to become the executive director. And so what do you bring to this role, this capacity? What are your passions and goals and heartfelt desires for God to work in the coming days?
When I retired about a year and a half ago now, I was thinking of cutting back, relaxing a little more, doing a little more travel, but still maintain my counseling practice. However, I was becoming dissatisfied. I had a little too much downtime. So I was praying, but even January, December, November, I had no thought of being at Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry. It was not on my mind at all, literally. And then when Bill called me, I was almost knocked over just by the words. But as I was there, I started seeing things, and I started realizing, at least from my memory, a direction that I thought the ministry needed to be going in. And so part of the vision I have for this ministry is to revitalize our efforts in the prison. One of the first things, when I go out and speak in churches now, one of the first things I have to admit is I tell the people, I'm not Jesse. And the truth is, I don't know of anybody who's like Jesse. Nobody can be like Jesse. He had, regardless of all his persona, I believe the Holy Spirit directed him more than most people I've ever seen. He was a magnet for Jesus. He was a magnet. And so as I saw this, and I thought, well, I'm probably not the one to go into prisons. What can I do, Lord? And the Lord showed me. He said, well, there are other people who are better than you who can go into prisons and speak and get the message of the gospel out. And I said, well, bring them to me, Lord. Well, so far, one man is doing it, another man is being certified by the state, which literally is a 6 to 8 month process, it seems like, and we're looking at two others. So I think the Lord has shown me I don't have to go in. He can provide the people. He can open doors for them. He can lead them and take them where they want to be. And so this whole process, the Lord is opening doors, and he's taking people. Another area that we are working on is the aftercare ministry. Again, if you've worked with men who have had tough times, it is not an easy job. However, it's very rewarding because if they see you're genuine and they know you move in the power of God, regardless of how they feel, they see it. They pick it up. They start understanding there's more, even though I don't think they're mature in Christ yet. They have a desire to be mature. And so that's the whole thing of this aftercare ministry. And in our newsletter, I said several things that I think the Lord gave me visions for. And part of it is partnering with a business or two to help our fundraising process, actually getting us more funds to survive on daily. And that's exciting, and it's going forward. And this whole thing with volunteerism, bringing people in to help. Nothing is more important in life than to know that you have fulfilled the call of God, helping someone who can give absolutely nothing back to you so that they can give to somebody else. And that's really what this volunteerism is about. People coming in, giving selflessly, giving selflessly to help other people. And so this whole thing about our seminar that's coming up, it's to give some of the people some guidelines, some insight, so that they can be more effective. But to every person that I've asked to help in the last 6, 8, 9 months, I have not heard one bad thing. Their life has become more and more strong. Their Christian walk is stronger. They are revitalized in leading and professing the name of Jesus and helping other people.
Yeah, I know. I can personally testify each and every time I've ever stopped by your facility in Rantoul. I mean, meeting and rubbing shoulders with the guys or playing ping pong or pool or sitting through one of their classes and just hearing their testimony, you just leave energized. They're just a great bunch of guys. They're desiring to be there. They want to be there. They want to learn. They want to be productive citizens. And I know you have two events coming up, the banquet, which is on Friday, October 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. There's going to be a special guest speaker, Dr. Karen Swanson, who's very capable and gifted, and she's going to help with the evening, and then some of your couple testimonies from some of the men and some of the staff. And then the next day, she's going to put on a special volunteer training day from basically 9 to 4 p.m. So it's a workshop where you're going to be thoroughly trained on topics that include foundations of transition coaching, coaching the do's and don'ts, understanding the person being coached, phases of coaching, reentry issues, transition out of poverty, differences between those from generational poverty and those from the middle class, hidden rules of poverty and middle class, language and voice, making the transition out of poverty, motivational interviewing, understanding the change process, general principles of motivational interviewing, and so much more. And there's a cost $30, but in light of the fact there's going to be people are going to receive a notebook, lunch is going to be included. And I know, Bill, you had mentioned you don't want to have anyone not go because of the price. I mean, the goal is really to help equip people to be effective volunteering. And your desire is to raise up more volunteers for Jesus' Way Prison Ministry. But this training will help them in their church and any other capacity where they serve, because Dr. Karen is going to really train them in technique, in what to be aware of and how to serve more effectively, how to be sensitive or attentive to where they're at. And you've seen firsthand also yourself by volunteering these many years, not being paid. You do it because you have a passion, you have a calling, because you want to get involved. But tell us a little about volunteering and what happens to those that show up and help.
Mark, in dying we live, in giving we receive. It's just a principle of the kingdom that's so contrary to the standards of this world. When I invest my time in this ministry, I am blessed because the kingdom of God is enriched in me. And it's so exciting. We've seen this time and time again. But one of the things I've learned through the years is there's a culture of these guys coming out of prison that we don't understand. And so as volunteers, to be able to do it effectively, we need to be trained. And so we're so excited that Dr. Karen is going to come this Saturday and teach us. I probably make more mistakes than anybody in my volunteer efforts, and so I'm going to sit there as a ready listener. What you find when you come and you volunteer is you come away absolutely blessed. So much so do we believe this that we are really, and Nancy Roberts, our director, has done a marvelous job of getting these guys outside themselves. They are volunteering in the community every month several times because we want these guys to understand the principle of giving of your time to help others. And it's a principle we believe in. It's a principle that works, and we're very excited about this training opportunity.
That's going to be Saturday, October 13th from 9 to 4 p.m. There is a cost, $30, but don't let that be an obstacle. If you're like, shoot, $30 more, I don't know if I can come up with it. We'll find a way.
Absolutely.
And to call and to get more information, you can call Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry at 217-892-4044. That's 217-892-4044. And this training will transcend just serving in prisons. This is going to help you identify with those that are maybe disenfranchised, those that are in poverty, those that are hurting, those that need a good listening ear. Dr. Karen Swanson is very effective. She's been involved in ministries, especially with prison ministries, for many years, but she's very well schooled and trained. And this is a 6-hour mentoring training seminar. And so you can be really blessed and equipped to not only help out at Jesus is a Way Prison Ministry, but maybe be more effective at your church or other ministries that you're involved in. So that's coming Saturday, October 13th from 9 to 4 p.m. It's being held at the Christian Life Church in Rantoul, 300 North Maplewood in Rantoul, Illinois. There's a $30 cost. And if you want to get to know Dr. Karen Swanson a little better before this six-hour mentor training seminar, the night before, she's going to be the guest speaker at Breaking the Chains, the fundraising banquet for Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. What do you hope happens during that banquet on the 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Conference Center, where you're having Karen share and the ministry banquet raising some funds?
Well, the goals I have, obviously, if you have a fundraising banquet, we need to raise funds. Because what I see coming, the direction I see the ministry taking, we're going to need more funds. It's just that simple. However, what we will receive at the banquet, this is going to be a celebration of where we are and where we're going. The opportunities of disseminating the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ into all areas, all byways, all places that it can be very dark. And this is just the springboard in which we can begin this year and have that momentum carry through for another year.
I like what Dr. Bruce Dunn used to always say when it came to fundraising banquets or capital campaigns or building projects. Yeah. Lord, we need cold, hard cash. And he used to say, cold, hard cash. And allow these people to be the vehicle that bring forth your resources. You know, none of us own our own possessions. They're all really God's. We're just stewards of it. And many people have known the legacy of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, being on the front lines, helping prisoners, helping inmates, working with men, helping them become active citizens, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, productive in the world. You've been able to be very effective and helpful in many people's lives, and you're furthering what you want to do. You want to increase your in-prison ministry capabilities. You want to have, I think you have about 40 volunteers, and you're always looking for more, and you have the training, you have this banquet coming up. And so I think another thing that comes to mind is, I think it's Blackaby that says, find where God is moving and then join in on that. And so here's something where God has been moving for a number of years, and you now as the new executive director have some passions. You want to kind of build on the successes that foundationally Jesse Mathis and others have laid, and then you want to increase the effectiveness and look for new ways with this aftercare to equip these men, to help them grow. You want to have more people involved volunteering. And as you had mentioned, Bill, it's really a blessing. You know, you go to volunteer and it's not drudgery, because once you get there, you get energized. You see how God can effectively use you and use your skills. And part of it, you don't have to be so well trained. It's just having that caring heart. It's just having the presence there. I know when we've done trips to Israel, just being there is showing care and compassion. And so, and have a listening ear. It's not like you have to have all the scripture memorized. It's not like you have to know everything. They just want to see you there. And I think by having your body there, just being present, is a powerful testimony.
Dennis used the word genuine. These men are con artists, a lot of them. They're professionals. They can see through people. So when they see that somebody's there for no other reason than that they love the Lord and that they love them, it speaks to their hearts. You bring them a shirt. You bring them a hat. You bring them a hamburger. You come spend an hour with them. They see that and they respond to the love.
Mark, you were talking about our getting out. I'm not going to read all the things we do, but I'm just going to give you the dates of times we got out of the ministry and got the men out and doing things. This is for just September, and I'm just going to give the dates because I can't read the whole thing. They got out, and they were involved in some sort of ministry on September 8th, 9th, 10th, September 14, 16, 17, 19, 21, 24, 28, 29, and 30 will be coming up. We are getting these men into the community. They love it. The thing is, what they talk about the most is they love praying with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that you've brought to the ministry as their new executive director, a heart to have these men more involved in the community, volunteering, serving, helping out. And so that would be something maybe for our listeners. So I think of three different things. Call Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries and make sure you do that in the next few weeks to sign up for their banquet. It's October 12th. It's a fundraising banquet. There's special speakers, testimony time. There'll be music, drama, all sorts of things, but you need to register to attend so you can call Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry at 217-892-4044. That's 217-892-4044. And Dr. Karen Swanson, she's the director of the Institute for Prison Ministries. She will be the speaker. Then the following day, on Saturday, October 13th, at Christian Life Church, 300 North Maplewood in Rantoul, there's a special six-hour mentor training seminar. Okay. Which will be very effective in helping you become the best volunteer you can ever become. And that's a six-hour training workshop put on by Dr. Karen Swanson. There is a cost, $30, but that'll include lunch. You'll receive a notebook and some great training that will not only equip you to be effective for volunteering at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, but it'll help you in your church. It'll help you just round out volunteering in any capacity, as Dr. Karen is very effective and gifted at training. So that's the next day. That's Saturday, October 13th. But you need to call in for that for reservations at 217-892-4044, 217-892-4044. Well, I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be at the banquet, and I'm considering the volunteering training personally. I just think it'll equip me to be more effective with the radio ministry, with the volunteers that serve alongside me, and any other experiences where God would have me be raised up to help and assist others.
Mark, we just so much appreciate the ministry of WGNN. It's been a marvelous part of our lives for years, and the way it makes available to the Christian community opportunities like this. God bless you and all that you do.
Well, thanks. I know when Lawyer was there, I think Lawyer's volunteering, but he said many times the guys have the radios on, and sometimes when I've interviewed some of the people, they've had it on in the morning or in the evening, so it's a great bunch, and I thoroughly enjoy when I've been able to stop by or been able to participate in their lives, the blessing that I feel. So I heartily encourage our listeners to sign up, be a part of the volunteer training on Saturday, October 13th. Come on out to the banquet. Set aside some resources even now. Put it into your budget. This is a great cause. It's helping inmates. It's helping those that have been incarcerated, those that are without hope, those that have been abandoned, to start a new life, to be encouraged, to be blessed, to be involved in this aftercare at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry in Rantoul, so you can have a redemptive, transformational involvement in people's lives that will make a difference for all eternity. So come on out with some resources on October 12th. The banquet is 6 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Conference Center in Urbana. And for more information or to register, call 217-892-4044. That's 217-892-4044. Well, thanks, Dennis and Bill, for being a part of Monday and Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll have to have you back in the future.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.